This summer, Lisa Johansson, like a lot of people, will wake up in a tent, pitched at a campsite at a state or national park. She'll spend the day hiking or kayaking, just like any other park visitor. But a little bit before 7 o'clock, you'll find her, her husband, and two other people pulling musical instruments out of their cars and tents and setting up for a performance in the park. For the past few summers, her band, Song of the Lakes, has been one of the performers on the Michigan Great Outdoors Culture Tour. The tour sends musicians, storytellers, dancers, and actors out to parks in remote areas of the state.
What we do for these particular settings is bring the natural surroundings to the fore. We also do some shipwreck stories and songs, as well as some contemporary pieces that have been written about just appreciating the vastness and beauty of the Great Lakes.
But these performances in the parks are more than entertainment. Nancy Matthews is with the Michigan Humanities Council, and she's the coordinator of the tour. She says it's a way to give people a little history of the region where they're vacationing.
For the visitors, they walk away with a little bit better understanding of the area in which they're visiting. They have some opportunities to then explore a little bit further into the history or the culture or the people of this area.
Throughout July and August, there'll be 97 performances at parks in northern Michigan. 20 different performance groups will be on the tour. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamar Charney.